Hello, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Robbie, and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. So let's start in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is written in the prophets, "And they shall be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone who has seen the Father except him who is from God, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone who eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." Okay. I love this scripture verse so much. Of course, we know this is the bread of life discourse where Jesus, he talks about the Eucharist. He talks about consuming himself and how we only find life through consuming him. But I feel like something the Lord was really highlighting when I was reflecting on this scripture verse was scripture itself, because scripture is our daily bread. Scripture is our manna. And I think especially in Catholic circles, I don't know how much we really believe this. Our Protestant brothers and sisters do this very well. Many of them know the Bible in and out. I know I have a Protestant friend. I'm very close to him. He and I hang out a lot. And he's just able to spit Bible verses at me left and right. And it's kind of embarrassing because I'm a pretty devout Catholic. And I practice the faith and I evangelize and I can't do the same thing. But friends, scripture is not an option. Scripture, Father John Ignatius with the Servants of Christ Jesus famously says, scripture is not a devotional, it is the main course. Like, do we really believe that scripture is alive? Like, brothers and sisters, scripture is alive. It's always new. I mean, literally the desert fathers, they would meditate on like one or two lines of scripture over the course of a few years. It's pretty amazing. St. John Chrysostom, I absolutely love his writings. I've been listening to him a lot more and reading his stuff. He says, "It is not possible, I say not possible, ever to exhaust the mind of the scriptures. It is a well which has no bottom." Wow, it is a well that has no bottom. That means every time I thirst for the Lord and I go to the holy gospels, the scriptures, the word of God, I can be filled anew. Even if I'm reflecting on one scripture verse. You know, in the Eastern church, sometimes they will put votive candles by a Bible because we believe that Jesus is present in scripture. We believe that scripture literally can speak to us. My friend Chris used to give a talk to middle schoolers about scripture, and Chris would always say, scripture is so alive that if you put your Bible to your ear, it's almost like you could hear a heartbeat. Obviously, this isn't true, but what Chris was trying to communicate is that scripture is so alive and it has that much impact in our lives. So what's like a practical we could do? I kind of have another testimony. So I read this book called The Heavenly Man. I think everyone should read it. It's about this Protestant evangelist named Brother Yoon, who lived in Japan or China. I can't remember. And in his time in Japan or China, he was heavily persecuted. And what got him through that persecution was meditating on scriptures that he had memorized. And this scripture was feeding him daily. So brothers and sisters, let us just be fed by the Holy Scriptures. What I do is every time when I get in my car before I drive, I have my Bible in my car, I'll get my Bible out and I will reflect and I will read like a passage. Right now I'm going through Proverbs. And then instead of listening to music, I will just reflect on that passage for the rest of the car ride. So I just pray that the Lord would give our listeners a new hunger to read the Word of God. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is Robbie. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel Radio for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.